The U.S. commander in Africa, General Carter Ham, told reporters Monday that the Tomahawk missiles targeted Libyan command and control stations, a Scud missile facility, and air defense sites. Ham said some forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi are moving away from the rebel stronghold of Benghazi.
And through a variety of reports, we know that regime ground forces that were in the vicinity of Benghazi now possess little will or capability to resume offensive operations.
Speaking by video conference from his headquarters in Germany, General Ham said his forces are not in contact and are not coordinating their actions with rebels in Libya who are seeking to topple Mr. Gaddafi.
Our mandate, again, our mission is to protect civilians from attack by the regime ground force. Our mission is not to support any opposition forces.
Asked about an airstrike on Mr. Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli, Ham said the target was a command and control facility and not the Libyan leader.
I don't know much about the location of the Libyan leader, nor have we expended any military effort in that regard.
General Ham said he expects the number of airstrikes on Libyan targets to go down as Mr. Gaddafi's military assets are destroyed and his troops stop attacking civilians. Ham said the current mission could end in a stalemate, with Mr. Gaddafi remaining in power in Tripoli.
I could see accomplishing the military mission which has been assigned to me, and the current leader would remain the current leader. Is that ideal? I don't think anyone would say that that is ideal.
General Ham said the coalition is gradually expanding the no-fly zone to Tripoli and will extend it about 1,000 kilometers along the Libyan coastline. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.